In the beginning, 102 years ago, WQAM was your great-great-grandfather's radio station. News, weather, entertainment, a trusted friend. Then came upgrade number one, the 1960s. Top 40, WQAM was Tiger Radio, playing the hits, the music of peace and love. Upgrade number two. The 1990s, sports, legends like Jim Mandich and Hank Goldberg. Would South Florida care that much about sports? Yes, yes, they did. Now, more than 30 years later, here we are, still talking sports, broadcasting the games of your favorite teams. Perfect timing for upgrade number three. Now, no more crackling during thunderstorms. No more static. FM, baby. WQAM is now on FM 104.3, a 100,000-watt flamethrower from north of Jupiter down to the Keys. WQAM is now truly Miami's and South Florida's sports leader. The iconic Joe Rose in the mornings, Tobin and Leroy in middays, the irreverent Hawk Crowder and Solana in the afternoons. Home of the Miami Heat. Home of Miami Hurricanes football and basketball. Dolphins coverage every day. Plus, game day uncensored on game days. 100,000 watts. FM 104.3 WQAM. Epic. Delivering the same great sports talk, the same thrill of the game, and the most powerful and iconic name in South Florida sports. 104.3 WQAM, Miami's sports leader. FM 104.3 WQAM. We're here, baby. We're here. Let's go.
Yeah. That's my wheelhouse.
We got action, baby.
You know who that is.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour in FM. How about that?
Bring me about 8 beers tonight.
104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. Funky Buddha, did you know today, Crowder, is National IPA Day?
Oh, so 12.
That's your wheelhouse.
I love
an IPA.
Man, Hop Gun is one of the best in the world.
Well, they're having at Funky Buddha today and tonight, and I guess all week because it's International Beer Week. Today happens to be National IPA Day. They're doing IPA flights at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park.
Ooh, got to get Hop Gun, got to get Chant, got to get Cosmic.
Well, they have a poll up on their Instagram right now, and it's Hop Gun versus Cosmic Journey.
Hop Gun is one of the best beers in the world, man.
That's who you vote for?
Yes. I'll vote Hop Gun. That's not IPAs. I'll vote Hop Gun over every beer I've tasted.
And again, explain it to me, an IPA, it's Indian Pale Ale. Is that it stands for?
Yes, Indian Pale Ale is strong and it's hoppy. Like it's not smooth drink. It's like it got some stank to it.
Gusto.
Yeah, it got a little kick. It's like, you know, you like Aperol Spritz.
Yes.
No, it's not an Aperol Spritz.
I thought we were vibing there for a second.
Yes, real strong.
The IPA flight is Cosmic Journey Hazy IPA, mm-hmm. Hop Gun IPA, yep. Loco Local Hazy DIPA. I don't know what that means.
Might be a double IPA.
Oh, you know your stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know your stuff. Moro Blood Orange IPA.
Yes, that one's good, too.
And Mango Guava El Camino Haze IPA.
Ooh, I haven't had that one.
That sounds good.
Man, it's Ryan and KC been holding out on me.
Tell you what, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. You heard the big intro there at the top of the hour. We are indeed on 104.3 FM now. And the same great shows that you loved on AM, which are still there, by the way, are now on FM. And we're excited about it. Tonight after us at 6, you'll hear Dan Day in FM. Tomorrow morning, you will hear Joe Rose and Hollywood in FM. I don't know if anyone's told Joe yet, but it will be on FM 104.3. And then Tobin and Leroy and Jay Figg, it's all there. So everything you loved about 560 WQAM is now on 104.3 FM WQAM. I have to tell you, I opened my Instagram during the last commercial break. I had posted around 2 o'clock some video of the show starting because there were so many people in here to watch, you know, the big launch of our FM endeavor. And then I had posted maybe an hour or two after that, just the logo and saying, yes, it's true. You can hear us on FM every day now. And I have been so pleasantly surprised at the messages that I'm getting on Instagram of people. They're sending me screenshots of their car radio. Somebody sent me an audio message about how the air conditioner something fan, I guess at his office, would interfere with the AM signal, and this sounds great. Like, just a bunch of people already who are messaging me on Instagram about, wow, this sounds great. So we know it'll take a while, and old habits die hard, and there's probably people tuning in that had no idea we were going to be here, and we invite you to listen for a little while, see if you like it, and make us a part of your radio rotation, if you would be so kind.
Yeah, they'll fall in love.
We would appreciate it. We will start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour here on FM with headlines. And our friend Dan Day, who is filling in for Alejandro Solana, who is supposed to be back tomorrow, but he told us earlier today, you know, he's flying home from Uruguay. He was in Panama, and he's sick, as happens to him when he travels.
Every time he leaves the house.
He's got a fever. He's planning on going to urgent care, as he does. So maybe he'll be here tomorrow. Maybe he won't. I'd prefer he just take the day off, get better, and we'll see you next week. So, you know, I if you're listening, Solana, listen, Monday's fine, pal. Monday's fine.
Hangover isn't sick.
He doesn't have a hangover, though. He's sick.
He does.
He's sick.
How?
He gets sick. He just gets sick.
He gets drunk.
He's a magnet for germs. So anyway, Dan Day has filled in excellently for Solana all week long. We'll get headlines here with Dan, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. The number one Hyundai store in the nation just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
Yuri Perez gets the start for the Marlins tonight as they're in Atlanta to take on the Braves. First pitch is around 7:15.
All right. This is interesting. I just got a response from John Michaels on Twitter, because I sent out it's not really a new logo. It's the same QAM logo, but it's got 104.3 on it now. I had tweeted it out. I said, it's true. We're on FM now. And he wrote, wait, what? I texted him this morning if he wanted to come on the show today at 2:30. I was going to have him be the first guest, and he never responded to me.
Oh, John, oh, not on
How
you.
About that?
Yeah, big
so,
time.
So that's what you get. You find out on Twitter. Sorry, pal. I had a surprise for you, and you didn't know it. I was thinking, so it's actually funny. I was thinking today, because maybe I had known that we were going to be FM before everyone else did. But that was on. That's because I figured it out. Because no one. It's not like anyone trusted me here with the info.
You held that on me.
So, I was thinking to myself, who should be the first guest on our FM broadcast? And I came up with the conclusion: no one. And so I didn't book any guests today.
No, it was weird because you always sit in the guest list.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought I was fired, because we had no guest list. I was like, oh, I'm walking here to get fired.
Yeah.
They let me stay in Navy.
I literally decided no one, because, you know, you saw Joe Zagacki was here for the meeting, and I had seen Joe, and I said, hey, you want to pop in the studio in the 2 o'clock hour, do one of the segments with us? And he said, yeah, sure. And then you saw, as our show was getting ready to start, I said, Joe, you don't need to stick around or whatever. Because then I was like, you know what? Let's have no guests on the first FM show. so that I don't ever have to talk about who the first guest was on the FM show. Like, we'll have a guest tomorrow who theoretically will be the first guest.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen on the first day of the changeover. It was just you and me chopping it up, Jimmy hitting the bathroom, and Dan Day holding things down. And that's what we'll always remember from the first show.
My man Jimmy.
That's what we'll always remember.
Yeah, man. I that's a good idea.
Our sales manager, Paul, just sent me a text. He says, you weren't lying when you said you sound like you have a full head of hair on FM.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Oh, don't do
this. I'm telling you. I know. Somebody texted me or DM'd me on Instagram that I sound taller on FM. So this is great for my career. This is great for my career. I'm very excited about it.
You're big with a full head of hair.
I am. I look like Fabio after he got hit by a bird on a roller coaster.
Fabio now. Swag through the roof on FM. Goodness gracious.
I was cool today until Crowder personally text me. You know the last time Crowder and I have personally text just each other?
You were that nervous? You were that nervous?
I've never been text and tweeted by DM. Lynn was hitting me. You were hitting me. Solana was hitting me. Hey, man, come on August 7th. Got to be August 7th. Are you in town August 7th? I put it on the calendar. I'm like, man, August 7th? What's going on August 7th? No guests, no information, no nothing that's going on.
You thought Dan might have the down low?
I was like, what time does this thing start?
Or you just wanted him to get you a trivia gig.
I came, I wanted to connect with Dan just in case I needed something on the side. I was sitting in the parking lot for about an hour just watching people walk in to see what's going on. Yeah, because in my prior job, they don't tell you to come in unless you're getting fired.
Right.
Like, playing ball, they never say, "Hey, come in on one, come in today." You
well, that,
be
is,
here
that
today.
Is how I figured out in advance what was going on because I wasn't going to be here this week. I was going to be on vacation. I ended up going off last week, but that's how I put it all together. I said it earlier in the show. I don't want to get sidetracked, but I figured it out and let Len, our program director, know that I figured it out. This was 3-4 weeks ago, and because I'm telling you, as long as I've known him, I say to him, hey, I'm going to be out this week. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I'm just being courteous to tell him I'm going to be out such and such dates. And he's always like, oh, okay, no problem.
Cool, yeah.
And he was like, well, which day? It's like, and he's like, well, I don't know if you should take those days off. And I'm like, so now my radio brain starts working. Yeah. And then I was like, I think I know what's going on. I just had an inkling. And he didn't let on, man. He was like, nope. But then that night, I got a phone call from Claudia, our general manager, and she said, I think you know something that you shouldn't know. And because you're the only one who knows it,
mm-hmm.
if someone else finds out, I'm going to have to assume it was you. So I didn't tell Nant person.
I tell you, Claude, if you're listening, he held it. He didn't tell us either because he let me have Jimmy's stomach last night. Yeah, Asia, I got to go in tomorrow. I don't know what's going on.
I did not tell a soul. Right, Jimmy, Dan? Yeah, I mean, like not even a peep.
I didn't even. Yeah.
Well, you were in the bathroom. You wouldn't have known.
I didn't even know until today.
He didn't even know after the meeting. He's like, what happened? I wasn't paying attention.
No.
Did you understand the meeting?
Yeah, I understood the meeting.
So who's that lady again? What was she talking about?
Right, what else do we have in the headlines, Dan? Or did we even get to the headlines?
Oh, man, who knows? Dolphins up in Chicago. Tyreek Hill did side work, did not practice today. They will have a joint practice with the Bears tomorrow, and then they'll have a preseason game with the Chicago Bears Sunday at 1.
Somebody suggests Jimmy's new nickname instead of Jimmy Menthol's, El Baño.
Enduro. Jimmy Enduro.
That's a great badass nickname. Hey, there he goes, man. That's El Baño.
Stay away from El Baño.
baño.
El baño.
And the Canes also practiced today, but they did it right here in South Florida. Let's get to weather from South Florida to, well, where are we on now? We're on from Jupiter all the way to the Keys.
Yeah.
Goodness, it's a lot of weather to cover, but it's overcast and warm in South Florida.
All right, very good. We will continue on with the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hours. Somebody texts in, was this change on purpose? Well, no, it wasn't an accident. You think we hit the wrong switch?
it's too much to put it back.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, we weren't planning on doing this, but Tree hit the wrong switch, and so we'll roll with it. Yes, it was on purpose.
These are special people in this world.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour will roll on in FM 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
One request, Hawk. Can I request one thing?
Please.
Last segment, we come back with music. Can you FM DJ it for us?
Well, if you ask, I shall deliver. I kind of hit the post on this one, if you notice.
That's why I'm itching for more. That's why I asked.
Anybody going to bet preseason football tonight? I told you, my son, I mean, just tore up his leg. He's going to be out of commission for a while. He's got to have surgery, tore his ACL, MCL, a whole bunch of things I never even heard of. so I imagine tonight might be a night where we're laying on the couch and there's three preseason games on.
And there's some teenagers that don't have a chance to be in the NFL that you're going to be gambling on in the fourth quarter.
I know. But does that make me a bad person?
It makes you a degenerate.
My son, it's funny, DJ, who's just at home scrolling Instagram, sent me something. I just watched it during the commercial break on Instagram. It was degenerate. Yeah, degenerate parents. And it was the father, the girl had to be 10 years old. And he's doing his little Instagram video and he's like, well, you know, Janie just got her allowance. It was like $10. And so I'm allowing her to play one hand of Baccarat online. She can be the player or the banker. And if she wins, she chooses whatever she wants to do with the money today. You know, and they play Baccarat, and she won. And then you see them at the water park.
That's ridiculous, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Don't play. Don't not gamble on these games.
So Ravens are hosting the Colts tonight. The Ravens are 6.5-point dogs at home. There's no player props, so I don't know who's playing. I'd actually have to look it up, and I don't have the time to do that.
Thought is the good teams don't have to prove anything, so the Ravens lose no matter what, because who plays?
Because the Bengals are in Philly. Well, Philly's your Super Bowl winner. They're 6.5-point dogs at home. I mean, they've got no reason to. Oh, what? Am I missing something, Dan?
Bengals coach said he is going to get the starters a little more run in this preseason.
See, so I think the play there is to bet first half.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, I mean, the second half, you really are watching college kids who have zero chance.
This is what degenerates do. They drag you in because now the Bengals have started out slow for years under Zach Taylor. So that would be the thought is that, okay, now we have to get ready for game one.
Oh.
Let's play the starters so we don't start slow because we have a hell of a AFC, what is it, AFC North to play in. What? You can always. Man.
So first half spread, I love this. Bengals -6.5, first half.
Let me go on my app.
you can bet quarters. Wait a second. How about Bengals -2.5 first quarter? When you say starters are going to play, Joe Burrow's going to play?
Yes. He said Joe Burrow, he said that he's going to play his starters and stars more than you would think because of, like Crowder said, the slow start to the season, he figures is a way to kind of prohibit that or change that.
They go like 1-5 every year to start the season.
I'm putting $100 on Bengals.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Selection suspended. Hey, everybody, give me a chance to get in on this before you get in on this. I was putting $100 on Bengals first quarter -2.5.
Stop.
I know.
Let it go.
You sound like my wife. Stop, please.
She got me logged in. I'm checking it out now.
Why did they suspend that bet?
It's the universe. It's telling you, just let it go.
Too much action? You know what? They took down all the lines for this Bengals-Eagles game. Something must have changed. Either Zach Taylor said, no, I've decided against it. No one's playing. Or something happened while we started this segment. Because literally, the lines were opening up, and they are now all closed on that game.
I mean, we are on FM now, so.
We cut through the clutter.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if I can't get. Oh, wait a second. All the preseason games are suspended right now.
You done mess it up for everybody.
I think I did.
Betting $100 on a quarter.
They're like, shut it down. Somebody knows something.
It's done ruined it for us.
Shut it down. I got a lot of medical bills to cover for DJ's accident, man. I got a lot of medical bills. So his, did I say this on the air? I know I told Crowder off the air. So my son's leg was Tuesday night, and it was just mangled playing basketball. And so he's at the hospital, he's in the emergency room, and they're going to put him out on propofol to set the leg, because it was just, I mean, it didn't look like a leg. Mm. And my wife said to me, oh, that doctor's kind of small. Like, is he going to be able to set the leg? Because we saw in the x-rays where the bones were, and it was like, this wasn't going to be like a shoulder where you pop it in. Like, this leg really had to be reset. And somebody texted in, did DJ blow out his knee because of the FM announcement? No. So my wife is like, man, is that doctor going to be able to set the leg? Because there were like three nurses in there. I don't know if they had an anesthetist in there or not for propofol. I guess they probably have
to. They have to, yeah.
And then like 5 seconds after Lori said, is that doctor going to be big enough to set the leg? The Incredible Hulk came walking down the – I swear to God, some guy in scrubs – I just couldn't put his arms down because they were too big.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I know who's going to set the leg.
The closer.
And the closer. They brought in the closer. They brought in Mariano Rivera. That dude was in and out of there. I'm not lying. In 20 seconds. Yep. 20 seconds. Boom. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. It was that guy and Mr. Met. All of a sudden, they were walking down the hallway, and they set the leg. Like, it was literally like 20 seconds. Crazy.
That's cool. Well, my added to a whole hospital room story was getting a vasectomy.
Right.
Go through it with the doctor. They shaved the little pieces. I'm up in stirrups. Then they bring in an entire class of doctors to watch this vasectomy happen. Wasn't very comfortable with 75 people sitting there with me in stirrups.
Yeah, well, you can't imagine.
I don't think they enjoyed it either.
I would have been Jimmy running to the bathroom. I would have gotten right up out of the stirrups. All right, quarters back open. Quarters back. Wow. Explain this to me. It was Colts minus. Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong game. I was on the Eagles game. Hold on. First quarter. Oh, they have the game line up, but not the quarter. What is going on?
Some information has to be coming
right
out. Yes.
Okay, now it's up again. All right, it's -2.5. Bengals -2.5 at -125. I'm betting it.
Bet like $18.
I'm betting $114 because that's what I have in the account. That's all I have in the account.
Goodness gracious.
Is there any chance that I win this bet? There's
no
chance.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. Don't bet $114.
It's be 0-0 at the end of the first quarter. You're going to be upset.
Should I bet the under?
What's the under? I would rather bet the under.
I bet it. I just put it in. Bengals -2.5.
Game's going to end 3-0.
We got that FM money now.
We get raises?
We got that FM money.
We get raises?
I got that FM money.
We don't get raises.
Oh, man. You going to watch any preseason football tonight or no?
Yes, I'll watch it. Just sitting around if it's games on. I enjoy just watching football, but I've told you before, I watch it like lines. I don't watch it for the enjoyment of the game. Yeah, so just to see some strategy and see somebody get whooped.
We've got tonight, Colts and Ravens is 7 o'clock. Bengals Eagles is 7:30, and Raiders Seahawks is 10:00. I don't know what networks they're on. Dolphins game Sunday, I believe, is on NFL Network, but it is on locally CBS4.
Yeah.
And you can watch Mike Cugno on the sidelines there.
I watched the Dolphin games.
Oh, I definitely watched the Dolphins games up until the very end. Cugno had texted me today that he was planning on a TV segment about deep dish pizza while they're there in Chicago with Goldie. And he says, but Goldie bailed on me. Can you publicly shame him?
Yes.
So shame on you, Goldie.
Man, Goldie.
I have to call. Was Cugno on with you guys yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you talk food with him?
Yeah, we talked deep dish pizza. We talked the bean. We talked about.
Oh, you did the whole Chicago routine?
Yeah, we did the whole routine.
Well, then I can't have him on tomorrow.
He said he walked in. He tried to go to a museum to see an elephant, and an elephant was in the lobby, so he didn't want to pay to get in anymore. It was a weird dude.
Somebody suggests on the text line that maybe DJ got kneecapped because of IO money for gambling debts.
Told you, Hawk. I don't know if this is a basketball injury. Tell your dad I'll be back next week.
Somebody says, I'm such a degenerate that I just took the Bengals first quarter as well.
Man, I might have put a bet in. I put in $100, though. I thought I was getting fired today. There's no way I'm betting $100.
No, you should feel like you have a whole second life.
My nerves are bad.
Looking at all the texts on the text line, people enjoy the FM sound, 104.3 FM, WQAM. That is cool. We appreciate that. Somebody says, can we hear how Marlon Shirley sounds on FM? One day you will, for sure. One day you will. And there are people saying, like this guy, I'm sticking with QAM 560, old school. That's fine. You are more than welcome to. You know where to find us.
We played yesterday with the Bean of Chicago. We brought it back around to the bean debate about beans in a pot or microwave.
Oh, and?
Pretty funny. Really funny, actually.
Anybody in on...
No,
Solana's, nuking the beans, and
everybody agrees with us. Solana's on an island. You have to cook it and put peppers in there. Put peppers in anything.
Just reading some of the text here. Mm-hmm.
They're excited. I'm getting some tweets and things as well.
There's a lot of people listening on 104.3, enjoying what they hear.
Congratulating us.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
I didn't want to be negative, but yeah, we just came in. I thought I was getting fired. Huh. Actually, got some beer in the car. I was like, well, they let me go.
Drink your troubles away.
I'm gonna get home, sit on the back porch.
All right, let's take a break here so I can read some of these texts. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour will roll on. We will get you up till 6 o'clock. Dan Day will take over at 6 o'clock. And again, it's our first day on 104.3, the new 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami sports leader. It sounds pretty cool. We're glad to be participating. We're glad to be the first show on the new 104.3 WQAM. So appreciate you listening. And we've got one more segment left, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny. I don't think I could talk up Iron Man.
Jimmy
brought it strong on the music today, but I will tell you this. I got a kick out of Jimmy because before the show started, I had a little powwow with Jimmy and Len. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, by the way.
Sir.
Also, our friends at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach, they were checking in, said that they were listening on FM, and we sound great. So,
hey,
Tucker Duke's, get yourself a Tucker Duke burger, or wait till Tuesday for a Tucker Duke Tuesday.
Delicious.
So Jimmy and Len and I had a little powwow before the show, and Len said, hey, you know, for the big announcement and throughout the day, like, play good, upbeat, rock and roll, like, good songs. But I think Len really meant just, like, upbeat songs. But Jimmy took it to heart, like, all classic rock from the 70s and 80s. I'm okay with it, Jimmy. We'll get back to our normal programming in future days. But, yeah, you gave Len exactly what he was looking for today, man. So Nice job out of you.
Thank you very much.
A little hip hop.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, I got the Beastie Boys today.
Man, I never get any songs. It's been years. You lying.
You are listening to 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. Or maybe you're listening somewhere else. But you could be listening on 104.3 FM WQAM. Barry Jackson wrote the buzz on several Dolphins players that bear watching on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing these guys are going to play, which would make sense. He says second-round rookie guard Jonah Savinea. Did I get it right?
Savinea.
Huh. Well, I came close. The early work has been uneven, better some days than others. Barring a terrible preseason, he's going to start at left guard. The Dolphins need him to be an immediate success because the other healthy options, Keon Smith, Daniel Brunskill, aren't particularly appealing. Liam Eikenberg remains out indefinitely. So he's someone to watch. First-round rookie defensive tackle Kenneth Grant.
He'll get a lot of work.
The Dolphins like his intelligence, strength, the quickness he possesses for a 335-pounder, his studiousness, and his ability to play multiple positions. Defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver said Grant has been awesome. You've seen the impact he can have in both the middle of the pocket, as a run defender, and as a pass rusher.
Heard he's pure power, and that's what the Dolphins needed, were power in the middle.
Barry Jackson says Grant's skill set is visible in flashes. The big question is whether he will be an impact run stuffer immediately and whether he will have the stamina to log heavy snap loads in the South Florida heat. A lot is riding on those answers.
He's a big boy. Then they went to Michigan. He's an up north guy. That'll be the transition will be there, but he can play. His highlight reel is stupid.
Barry Jackson says, watch cornerback Storm Duck. Of all the cornerbacks competing for a starting job, Duck has made the strongest case. Tyreek Hill raves about him.
Mm-hmm.
Teron Armstead said, I don't know if you saw Teron Armstead. He's been doing a lot of podcasting and broadcasting. Like, he's really into this.
Yeah.
He says, Duck is going to be a starter in this league for years to come. He's a real pro. He's not the fastest or most athletic, but he's the most competitive. He comes to work every day wanting to take on Tyreek and Waddle. I love it. I'm a big Storm Duck fan.
He's the guy. He's not Jalen Ramsey, but he has to be. He has to be the guy. There's no one out there. You're not getting a number one corner in free agency right now.
Barry Jackson also says rookie quarterback Quinn Ewers. There have been pinpoint throws, good touch, and accuracy that make you believe he can at some point become more than an NFL backup. His arm is plenty strong enough. He can read defenses, and he seems to have improved his pocket awareness while outplaying Zach Wilson for at least half the time, if not more, during camp.
You're going to see a lot of Quinn Ewers
in
this game.
Be interesting if he makes a case for himself the way that Skylar Thompson had done in preseason.
Yes.
Where it's like, are we missing the boat not having him as the backup?
And Zach Wilson already has a knock against his career from his Jet days and not even playing in the Broncos. So if Quinn shows out, there's going to be some cheers for Quinn.
Running back Ollie Gordon II. Cornerback Ethan Bonner. Barry Jackson writes, it's now or never for the third-year player from Stanford who has played just 27 defensive snaps over two seasons. He hasn't necessarily stood out in camp, but coaches remain intrigued by the combination of size and above-average speed.
Ollie Gordon?
No, Ethan Bonner.
Ethan Bonner's not playing in the NFL, Hawk. Let me break it to you.
Turn him into a fullback.
Turn him into a cash register worker. He's not been...
I like how they do that with like black players, black quarterbacks. They go, make him a receiver. Take the white corner and turn him into a fullback.
That's a good transition.
Right? Like, he's white corner? Oh, make him a fullback.
That's ridiculous. Hey, give him a chance, though.
Trying to see if there's anyone else. Patrick Paul, he says he's taken monumental jumps. Belongs on this list, though, too. There are others who intrigue, including two players who missed their rookie seasons with torn ligaments. Edge rusher Grayson Murphy. Jalen Phillips calls Murphy probably the best pure pass rusher on the team. And receiver Taj Washington. All right. Well, there's some stuff to watch for Sunday.
In order. Paul Savinea, Brewer, Daniels, Austin Jackson. That's who need to play well this year. They figured out. That's the O-line from left tackle to right tackle.
Well, anyway, tomorrow is joint practice for the Dolphins and the Bears. I don't know what time it starts, but we'll certainly talk about it when we get on the air. And that'll conclude. We still have a few minutes left, but that'll conclude our first show as FM broadcasters. Although, I guess you and I were on FM because we had a simulcast for a while on this station, right? Was it on this station?
Yes.
Yeah.
790 and 560. We've been through a lot. We started over in that old building.
Oh, no, right. No, we were not simulcast on FM.
No,
we
no,
were
no.
simulcast AM, on two AM. AMs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so this was our first FM show together.
I don't even know.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it
yeah.
was. Because we were double AM.
That's
hey,
right.
Man.
That's right.
They gave you a raise.
No, in fact, I think they took money.
I think, yeah, said, I think we got to.
Yeah, they told me, they go, listen, frequency modulation costs a lot more money, and it's got to come from somewhere.
Taking a pay cut?
No, I just said it wrong again. It's 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. And again, I'll remind you before we get out of here for tonight, you'll hear the same QAM lineup that you love. As Claudia, our vice president and general manager, said at our meeting today, this station deserves a 100,000-watt FM signal. It now has it. And so this station, from Joe Rose to Tobin and Leroy to our show to Dan Day to all the ancillary programming with Larry Bluestein and the sports play-by-play broadcasts and Joe Zagacki and Hurricane Hotline, all that stuff, you're going to get it all here on 104.3 FM WQAM. So we're excited about it. We're glad people are listening. It seems like day one, just on the text line, on my Instagram, my Twitter, seems like people have taken to it. They like it. There is a definitive different sound. I mean, it's definitively different. When you're used to listening to a couple of guys, three guys, four guys on AM,
yeah,
and then you start listening on FM, it sounds distinctly different.
I think the difference is when you listen on AM, it sounds like someone put a sheet over your speaker. And now that you're on FM, it's like the sheet has been taken off.
It's ballsy. Like,
yeah,
it's legit ballsy. Remember I was complaining earlier in the show? I'm like, engineering, you're like something's going on with my headphones or whatever. And I was talking with Ed, our chief engineer. And he's like, I was fixing the processing while you were on the air because the processing was set for rock and roll jocks. And I was trying to make it more of a talk setting. And I'm like, nah, I want to sound like a ballsy rock and roll jock. Leave it there. Anyway.
Ballsy.
I like when I talk radio and Crowder just looks confused. He stares at me and he's like, processing. Like, what? Like, and
it's, what's your speaking
I know.
Of?
And but you're a broadcast. I just get a kick out of it because you're a broadcaster, but you really know nothing about it. I wish I could go through life like him where it's just like, yeah, tell me where to be. And what time to show up, and I'll be there.
Man, amplified modulation for bristabated modulation. And, man, listen, cut the mic on. Is the red light on?
It's a delightful way to go through life.
Don't forget about compression, too.
The compression and really? Modulation and processing, man. Holy mackerel.
Kind of live like a moth, just running towards the
just
light.
Just run towards the light.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today on FM. Dan Day is coming up next. He will keep you company starting at 6 p.m. Jimmy, honestly, great job today. Appreciate all your help. Today was a high-stress day, and we appreciate it. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Inexplicably, go Marlins, but also go Bengals first quarter.
You are ridiculous.
I really am ridiculous. We will speak with you mañana.
You look like Fabio, huh?
Ba 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 ba